visited while we were waiting. I can see his horse while we're waiting.
Yeah, sure.
The neighbor said, I heard him say, there's a crime here. He's saying that's a Mazel dug him. What's the meaning of a Mazel dug him? Dug him don't have a neck. A dog doesn't have a neck. It's a var. And the base of Mikdash is like a tzavar to Am Yisrael. Tzavar that the Shekhinah comes through the base of Mikdash. So Purim happened between Bayit Rishon.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
That's it. We get half the board, huh? Next time.
So you come too soon.
I just was making the time up. It's fine.
You can finish
the word. No, so you're saying that the Purim is between Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni.
Yeah, but saying the word.
I'm not sure where you got it from. But, so Purim is between Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni. Bayit Rishon is a Savar of the Tiras Hashem, and so is Bayit Sheni. By Purim, there's no base mitzvah, there's no tzavar, there's no neck. We have a complete connection to Hashem, not the emsai of the base mitzvah. That's why it's mazel dogim. Others mazel dogim, others we have the ability to connect to Hashem, special connection to Hashem.
Nice. What do I have to do with the nefesh hachaim?
So that he's giving that in nefesh hachaim shir, he's giving that over that report he threw in.
And when does he give the shiur?
He gives it on Sunday and Thursday morning.
Okay. So I say, welcome everybody to our holy little gathering here. And first of all, we thank Hashem that we have this beautiful place to meet. We're sitting here tonight. We believe that Munish Lema, that Kosh Baruch Hu with Mazman the place, prepared the place, and he's miyachidit for us where we're sitting this very moment. We have our Yidididim, Ruvim, Chevra, Hashem, that have a racha, appreciation of what we do. And each person that gathers here adds to the Siyata Dishmaya, the Chabura. He wants to be Seichel to use out the Chabura, Bitoch, Simchas Achaim Amitim.
Amen.
Just indulge a little bit more. I have a throat is a little bit sore. So by side, Baruch Hashem, we went to the Purim. I'm sure, even without asking the Olim, that I think that the Purim means much more to us. In the Chabura, you know, we spent a few weeks preparing. So there's no question that we had some kind of a deeper feeling in the Purim. Not shy, not fear for Hashem. First, I would like to hear both of you something to share with us.
I had a very special evening. Youngest kids are at an age where they all come to Megillah now. So instead of splitting, you know, my wife and some of the girls going to one Megillah meeting and we go to another Megillah, we all were able to go to the early right after.
Wow.
And then we all had a nice Suda together, and then we were Misaneach together, we were dancing and at the house, like all of us together. And instead of needing to go out and go to Misiva, we had all kind of like Misiva, and the kids really enjoyed it. We had a good time. And then I went after that out to one of the schools and learned with one of my sons And like two things like brought me so much simpha, being able to do something like I focused on what the book was talking about, like the things that bring me simpha. Learning. The things that bring me simpha. Learning, spending time with the family, and those were like kind of like what the one of the book is to be. You don't have to go out and like party and drink and this, like whatever brings you simpha, that's like what you can do.
I try to continue with the avoda, the simpa, and the weekend also Purim. Purim is, I try to always have the pressure of the day, give me a chalchmanas, it's the pressure of the day. Always have the pressure of the day, give me a chalchmanas, which messes up the whole Purim, I think. But otherwise, because the ikur instead of the one of the other things. But Purim Shabbos, good.
I didn't get that.
The Shalach Monos, when you have kids and you have a family, you have to deliver all the kids there. So it becomes difficult, makes the day difficult a bit, but it makes it difficult. The day is not only drinking and learning, and it becomes very.
I'm
saying it's from morning to evening, you pretty much you can't focus on. Matanz Levionim or learning Torah, it's hard to a certain age of kid, I guess, you know, a certain age, but at least whatever.
Jimmy, what do you have to
Baruch Hashem, I had a good Purim. I felt I connected to Purim well this year. Baruch Hashem, connected to the mitzvahs. The Suda was good. Baruch Hashem.
And also a very nice Purim. I danced. They had music. I was dancing a lot. It was makes me talk about what makes me happy. It was very fun to dance. I haven't danced like that in a long time. It was very nice.
Before I forget, I want to thank the Olim for the Shlach Manis. Appreciate it. I wanted to call right away just to say that I got it. Appreciate it.
Does the Rav know that Rav Malinowitz delivered the Shlach Manis, I think?
Yeah.
I think
he himself, yeah. Wow.
That's how it goes. It was very nice to do it. For anyone else, it would have been a real schlep to come in Yerushalayim, but he comes every day. He was willing to do it. It was very nice. It was quite nice.
I feel bad it wasn't home. You had more in Yerushalayim or just that?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if there were others. I don't know. Like Rav Malinowitz, he would just do it. You know, that's what he were asking me to do. I don't know. But,
It's really, really special day. Okay, Baruch Hashem, what I wanted to suggest is Uvda for this week. We know that we used to do this Uvda. After every answer, we try to, a few days after, sit down for a few minutes and try to let it crystallize some thoughts, some chizik, you know, something special that you got from the yantar. Sometimes it's just a passing thought, sometimes it's, you know, something that blows your mind, doesn't inspire you. But it's chabal. You need to get to that machshava. It's a build-up of what we've been doing here, working the weeks before, you know. And that little thought that you get sometimes, you don't realize that it's a product of, you know, all the regressions that you've been. The thought might be only for a second, but to get to that thought, sometimes it's an inspiration. Inspiration, special inspiration. Like I say again, it's chabal that it's, you know, when you got it, it's good. It's not wasted. But if you can commit it to writing and preserve it, you know, it's worth so much more. You know, it's diamonds, gold. It's just a pity. So sit down for a few minutes every day. I always tell you, Rabbi Shai, that I myself, that I, you know, I preach doing this. I myself try doing it. The initial feeling is that you don't mind it blind. You don't get to give anything. But if you you're stubborn and you concentrate for a while, very often, most often comes, some things come to you. You know, it's like Yesh Miyayim. So I think the end of the whole poem, beginning, middle, the end. You know, the pseudo, and you'd be surprised about the crystallization of the inspiration comes. Okay, let's say, so I want to suggest that. Secondly, I want to suggest that the main point of the Purim is that the Hashkafas Hashem, that Hashem is with us and He loves us and He thinks of us. And he showed it through the beauty of the Hashkafa Pratis, how the manipulation of the orchestration of the whole business, how it unraveled, right? Like, they call the Nisim of Nesipurim a Nes Nister. Pesach is a Nes Nigla. Purim is a Nes Nister. I personally don't agree with that, with that terminology. I think that Purim is also a Nes Nigla, except that the nature of the Nes Nigla is that instead of manipulating with the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari Olam. He created the world, He keeps it going. So you know, in Pesach, the Esamakis and the Kriyas Yamsuf, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He manipulated with the actual Bria. In other words, water was changed into blood, right? By Borod, it came down, you know, of course, the big baseballs, Borod came down. But in the middle of there was fire. So that's a manipulation of the Teva that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do, because He's in charge. Purim, it was all kept within the confines of Maisa Gracious. But you saw the Yad Hashem, I don't think that's an Nes Nistur, it's an Nes Golui. But you saw how the sequence of things happened, that it was so clear that, you know, the Hashkachas Hashem. How, first of all, Vashti, you know, she didn't want to come, so, Achashverosh asked Haman, these people, what to do, and they gave that Eitzah, and then she was killed. So then we get the next Eitzah of going around the country, which I think to me is a pillar. Like, when you think about it, that a king is such a great despot, a king in so many countries, you know, such a wide area, is that the only way I find a wife? For a king like that, and you go around the countryside looking for a beautiful lady, like it doesn't make any sense. But that's what it did. And then found Esther, because of that, so Mordechai came to see her, and then Haman was there, and he bowed down to him. Esther wouldn't have been, you know, chosen. So then Mordechai wouldn't have been in the court, in that courtyard, and if he wouldn't have been there, so then it wouldn't have come out, they didn't bow down, but because of the sequence, we saw Haman didn't bow down to him, and as the whole thing unraveled, right, the whole business, so each thing, you know, orchestrated in the whole sequence. So you can see, you know, the Yad Hashem in the whole business. So that's the point of Purim, too.
Rather than nostalgia. I'm not sure I understood why that's not Nistar. It's Nistar in the Teva, and just doing it in the main room.
It's really a question of terminology. If it's done through the Teva, people call it Nistar, hidden. So I feel that just because it's Teva, it's not hidden. It's just another way. I call that, I would think that's Nigla. That's open, except that's done through Teva. Right? No? I mean,
done through Teva, it's hard for us to recognize it, so therefore it becomes like its Nistar. Because it's not so easy to...
I understand that, but what... if people want to use that terminology,
yeah, I don't need to know. Yeah,
no, it's okay.
My
reason why I make a ha'ara on it is because I think it takes away from the glory of Hashem. Like this to me, like it's hidden. I think it's not hidden. It's the whole point of it. It's not hidden, but it's done through the auspices of natural ways, right? So, you know, like let's say the person is a Russia, he has to be punished. So it's a very big Russia and he has control. So one way of punishing it is that you make he's a powerful person, so you make a mess, you're able to get to him through a miracle. You know, like he's in a certain room he can't get into, and through a miracle we're able to open up the wall. Open the miracle, open the wall, right? Hashem says, no, it's in his power. And all of a sudden, his infallible walls open up, and then he's sitting there like this. You know, he's shocked, the wall could just melt him, you know? That's open miracle. Another way is, let's say, whether he's going somewhere, he's sitting somewhere, and all of a sudden, like a chandelier falls down, you know, big chandelier, just, Hashkacha, just where he's sitting, and when he's sitting, the chandelier came falling down on his head, right? So, it's not a miracle, it just happened to fall down when he was sitting there, right? But on the other hand, you see the Hashkacha that, it's hidden in a certain way, that's not, you know, a wall disappearing, but it's not hidden, it's as open as can be. The chandelier fell down. So on one hand, that's as open as can be, except that instead of something melting away the Mitzvah Gracious, it fell down to something that's within the confines of the Mitzvah Gracious. But you see, just when he was sitting there, things just happened to get loose. It just happened to fall down just exactly how he was sitting there. And he called that in a way, and that's scholarly, because it's straight down on his head, I don't know if it's Kedaira, but it's like, to be oimed on the terminology. I just want to, it's the point of it that I think it's very important that I'm not undermining the Hashkachas Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Say, so I wanted to, that's the point of Purim. Whatever you want to call it, Kingu or not Kingu, but Hashem is there taking care of us. That He loves us, takes care of us, that's the point of Purim. So I thought that it would be apropos as an Uvdu that we should spend a few minutes every day just thinking about the Bnei Shalom. Thinking of Hashem, that the Shivisi Hashem, that He's here in the world, and His presence is here, and He's the one that the table, He's making the table, the floor, the walls. It's Molei Ha'aretz Kavoda, Shivisi Hashem, that He's Molei the whole color of the Baruch Hu. The seeds of the Baruch Hu is all around. We believe that, that's what we're supposed to believe. But believing it is one thing. But to feel it, so like it's part of your nervous system, that mamish is part of you. It's a whole different avodah. The Bala Tanya, you know, refers to it. He says that you can believe in it, you know, say believe in it, but in order to really, really feel it, he uses this terminology. He says it could remain just the yoinis ba'omer. You don't hear that? You know, he says that even if you say you believe in it, but it could be the yoinis ba'omer. Explain the yoinis. In other words, you think you believe in it, but you really don't. You really don't. You know, the sign on the bottom line, the sign on the bottom line, but it's not really into your bones. You don't function with that yisoyim. So the way to deal with that is that you have to sit for a few minutes every day and contemplate, you know, that Hashem is all around you. He's on Lamala, Lamato, Halatal, Ruchas. He's around, he's all around, he's all around. You have to contemplate that. That's one of the only way, or the best ways of someday getting to the point that you really can feel it. Bechush, feel it. So I wanted to suggest, Rabbi said, this Uvda, spending a few minutes every day just meditating, thinking about this yourself. I also wanted to suggest, Rabbi said, that you should spend a few minutes thinking through the day and seeing if you can find an hashkacha. Most of us have hashkachas in the day, like the story of Purim, like a striking hashkacha happens during the day, but we're not accustomed to looking for it. So we're not even aware that it happens. We're not aware, you know, or we are, and we don't make a big enough deal about it. Wow, you know, Muridik, Hashkachas Hashem. See that this had happened, just that, you know, that you see how Kodesh Baruch Hu always with us, and he's taking care of us. So clear. So I want to suggest that it's the Uvdah, we say. So it really comes out like really three Uvdahs. One of them is to try to think of some chizuk that we have in Purim. Number two, sit and try to feel that Kodesh Baruch Hu is around us. Number three, to look for hashkacha during the course of the day. Is that clear, Rabbi? Clear. I'd like to share with the Olam very quickly the shaila that I had. But when I learned Gemara, it's a learning process. What I do when I'm learning Gemara, I learn Chumash, Rashi, anything I learn, I try to learn by Seichel, I try to understand it. Often, people give different kinds of answers, which I don't accept because I feel it's not in the simplicity. It should be something that's in the simplicity. So I'm going to ask you a question, maybe that other people, you know, try to answer, but I'm not satisfied with the answer because it doesn't fit in with the simplicity. It never really bothered me so much, the question, more than this year. You know, one year this bothers me, but that way. This year, two questions bother me very much. One of them is that, which I can't fathom, I can't imagine, I have no way of answering it now, that when Esther called Achashverosh and Haman for the second party, and she revealed, right, that she was Jewish. So Achashverosh was furious, you know, mamish furious. He went stalking outside, you know, like mamish fit to be tried, you know, so angry. Then he came back, and then, you know, Esther was leaning on the, you know, Haman was leaning on the couch. And he said, okay, hang him, hang the guy, hang him up. Like, what was Ahasuerus so upset about? I mean, the fact that Haman had an agenda to kill the Jews. So Ahasuerus is just as much part of it as Haman. Right? They had a big party. But after they gave out the letters, they sent out all around the country. So they celebrated Haman and Ahasuerus together. Right? So the fact that Haman wanted to cut himself to do what he wanted to do to the Israel. So that wasn't the vicious, it wasn't nothing to get angry about. He was part of it. Ahasuerus just as much as Haman. Otherwise, they didn't know that she was Jewish, Esther. So nobody knew. Ahasuerus didn't know, and Haman didn't know. Like, Ahasuerus, like, he did the same thing Haman did. It means that that she was going to get, you know, maybe murdered now also because she was under the. So he was just as much a part of that as Haman was, right? So what was Nishchadish? What is Nishchadish at that meeting that it brought out such a dramatic, radical reaction, you know, from Ahasuerus? Even a little reaction, no reaction. What, nothing to be disturbed about, no? I hate to present a problem that I don't have an answer for. But the only way I think that we can get the answer is to realize that it's difficult, and then pray Hashem should, you know, enlighten us. I just was going to another group, and I threw out the shayla. So different people in the group were familiar with different portion, with the Malbir, this one, that one, and people were throwing out answers that they found a different spore. I don't think any of them, you know, really addresses the issue.
But the Megillah says that the lichvosh is ishtoi, that's the lichvosh is ishtoi. That's ishti. That's what the Megillah, I mean, that's what Ahasuerus says. Not only all this, which, as the Rav says, he already knew, but now you're trying to get my wife also. You're saying at the time of when he got...
So he wasn't unique in that, Haman. What did he try to get my wife also? So also Ahasuerus. He didn't do intentionally, Haman. He didn't know that she was Jewish, right?
So he knew Mordechai was Jewish.
What?
He knew Mordechai was Jewish.
So
and he had Haman lead him in the street with the cover and the suit.
So what does that have to do with...
So I'm not sure he didn't know that they're Jewish so much. I'm not sure they didn't
it
know.
It doesn't matter. So you're making the question even more difficult. Right. Thank you.